Yesterday was the start of a slow return to in-person learning for New Orleans public schools. Of the district's 45,000 students, about a quarter are expected to return to the classroom by the end of next week. The rest will continue learning virtually. Education reporter Aubrey Juhas visited one elementary school where kindergarten through fourth graders returned to the classroom for the first time since March.
Outside McDonough 42 in the 7th Ward, staff members called out to approaching students, reminding them to put on their masks. They checked their temperatures, sanitized their hands, and ushered them into the building.
I have a 5-year-old grandson. He go here. And he touches everything.
That's 51-year-old Elizabeth Riley. She just dropped off her 2 grandsons, kindergartner L.C. Riley and 3rd grader Jaquine Broussard.
They got their sanitizer. They got their masks. If I can find some gloves to fit their hands, I would.
Riley says she's terrified to send her grandkids back. But she doesn't think virtual learning is working. She says kids need to be with their teachers and their friends. They also need more structure and more discipline. Her older grandson, Deshaun Riley, disagrees.
Some want to lay in the bed on class. How you lay in the bed? In your class. He think it's okay. That's not.
It is okay.
Not for me. No, it's not.
If you hold,
if you're in the class, it's called school.
Deshaun is in the 10th grade and attends Eleanor McMain High School. Right now, like all students 5th grade and up, he's learning entirely online. Next month, the district hopes to give him the option to return to school as well. So it would only be for a few days each week.
I won't stay home, really.
Exactly, but you're not.
So wow. In October, he's going back, too.
If he go, I'm going to call a day and find out if he can go.
If he got to go
this week until October, that's
going
to be fine.
Under the district's first phase of in-person learning, schools must reopen full-time for students in pre-K through 4th grade by the end of next week. More than 18,000 students are eligible, but just 11,000 have opted to return. The rest have decided to continue learning virtually. All students started classes online last month. At McDonough 42, nearly half of students are registered for in-person learning. But on Thursday morning, it didn't look like all of them would show up. Jamar McNeely with the school's charter operator, Inspire NOLA, says some families aren't comfortable sending their kids back until they know schools are safe. Even if they've opted for in-person learning, they may keep their kids at home for a few more days.
Over time, as families start to feel more confidence that we can protect their students and understand that we are following all the precautions. So today is the start. I do think it will increase as we go, as families see exactly what we're doing.
McNeely says parents need to see for themselves whether safety protocols are working. But parents aren't allowed inside school buildings. Under the district's reopening plan, schools are largely closed to non-employees. Parents have to rely on photos provided by the district and testimony from teachers. McNeely's staff has been calling parents regularly to reassure them that schools are safe.
Just to build confidence even more, we're actually going to do it today as well, just to say school has opened. We look forward to seeing your family and your face every single day. We're following all the precautions. Our students are in a safe environment, a safe atmosphere to do everything we can do.
But that isn't enough for some parents. They don't want their children to be among the first students back in the classroom, especially when going back to school still feels like an experiment. They're inclined to hang back and see how things go. In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Juhas.